morning. It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, May 22nd, 2017. And hold on to your hats, folks. You wouldn't want to wear a hat today. It's going to be 80 degrees outside. We have the windows open here at the station already. So it's going to be a beautiful day on the coast. So get out there and enjoy it. I think I'm going to invoke the sunny day rule, which is we just go outside and play today. We really won't be able to get away with it, but anyway, if you can get outside today here on the coast, please do. It's going to be a gorgeous one. Well, we have 20 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule, so I have a lot to tell you about there, including a ship that is coming in tomorrow morning, which is a cruise ship, the Celebrity Infinity, and I'll talk a little bit about that. In our marine weather forecast, it's going to be gusty today, gusting to 25 knots in the afternoon. Talk a little bit about that in a minute. And today we'll take a look at that cruise ship that will be in Astoria tomorrow. There's some interesting details about her. But first, let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders. We have 5 in the Astoria anchorage. We have 4 in the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria. And we have 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Liberty Bay. She is a crude oil tanker coming in from Alaska, headed for Portland to the shipyard. So she's not handling crude oil as a cargo here. She's coming in probably for some kind of maintenance or repairs because of the big shipyard that is at Swan Island in Portland. So she'll pass Astoria around 7:30 this morning and arrive there maybe around 1:30 p.m. The Frosty is arriving from offshore, headed for the port of Astoria. She's a trawler, a fishing boat, and she is coming into the port of Astoria, probably to Bornstein Seafoods. She'll arrive at the port docks probably about 8:30 this morning. The Salvia Ace is a car carrier arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She has Subarus on board, and whenever you see that word Ace, A-C-E, in the name of a ship, it's generally on the Columbia here, a company that's handling cars. So very high-sided vessel going by Astoria around 11:30 a.m., arriving in Vancouver maybe around 5:30. The Ginja Lynx is arriving from San Francisco, headed for Calama. She's a tanker, and I think she could have caustic soda as her cargo. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. and arrive in Calama around 6:30 p.m. at Calama Chemical, so she may be picking up that cargo. And the Argent Gerbera is arriving from Richmond, headed for Astoria's anchorage, and she is a petroleum tanker, so she kind of unusual. Instead of a dry bulk carrier, we have a liquid bulk carrier at anchor in the anchorage. She'll be arriving there about 2:30 p.m. and she'll leave by about 8 p.m. to head to Port Westward on the in Klatskanai. And I think I'm taking an educated guess here that this ship is coming in to pick up crude oil. Actually, the only place on the Columbia that does handle crude oil right now. But these shipments of crude oil are domestic shipments, as far as I know. So this crude oil, I don't believe, is going to another country. It's going to another U.S. port. This is so at any rate, that's my best educated guess there, because that is the cargo, that's liquid cargo that I know about most recently at Port Westward is crude oil. So let's see. Tomorrow morning at about 7 a.m. At the port of Astoria, the Celebrity Infinity will dock there. We'll talk about her more in just a minute. She's a cruise ship arriving from San Francisco. In the Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront, we have, in addition to the Argent Gerbera, which will be out there for a while, we have some ships awaiting orders. The Urania Luck, the Adriana Rose, the Bulk Portugal, and the Maratha Promise. At Rice Island, a little bit past Tongue Point upriver, we have the Faith, the Olympus, the Happy Clipper, and the Navios Primavera awaiting orders. And our outbounders, the Topaz, is leaving Calama carrying corn, soy, or wheat at about 4:30 a.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 9:30 a.m. The Panceras is leaving Vancouver carrying wheat, departing around 7:30 a.m. Might see her in Astoria around 1:30. The New Century One is heading out of Portland carrying Toyotas, so another high-sided ship, a car carrier, leaving there at the port of Portland about 12:30 p.m., and about 6 hours later, she'll pass Astoria around 6:30 outbound. The EOS Victory is a bulk carrier with wheat on board, leaving Portland around 2 p.m., maybe passing Astoria around 8 o'clock this evening. The articulated tug and barge rig, the ATB Sound Reliance, she's a Crowley vessel, leaving Portland carrying petroleum, refined petroleum in this case, departing around, so could be jet fuel, gasoline, biodiesel, leaving around 6:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around a little bit after midnight. And the Pelican State is leaving Portland with petroleum on board, leaving around 9 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 3 a.m. on Tuesday. She also is, that is, refined petroleum in that case as well. A little more about the marine weather forecast. North winds today, generally 10 to 15 knots, and they will rise with gusting winds. Just 15 to 20 knots steady winds later on and gusting to 25. So it's going to be windy on the beach later. Wind waves from the north, 4 feet at 4 seconds apart, and west swells, 4 feet at 10 seconds. So we're going to have those north winds and west swells. So possibility for a little bit of confused seas activity out there as those two forces are kind of beating on the ocean in different directions and throwing their energy into it from the swells and from the wind waves. Well, tomorrow we're going to have a big cruise ship in town, and I thought I'd give you a little bit of a preview of it, so when you see her come in, you can maybe think about some of these things. This is the Celebrity Infinity, and she's part of the wave of repositioning cruises that comes through in the spring here, where ships are going from south to the north for the summer. So like I like to talk about them as like migrating ships and like migrating birds, maybe. So there's sort of a flight path along the coast here of ships moving back up to the north for the summer cruise season. So this vessel, I looked up where she's been and where she's going, and she is on, if I'm correct here, a 10-night Pacific Coastal northbound cruise. She left San Diego last Wednesday, and her ports of call have been Santa Barbara, California, Monterey, California, San Francisco, which is where she was most recently, here in Astoria tomorrow, and Seattle next, Victoria, B.C., and then Vancouver, British Columbia. So that's a 10-day cruise for those people on board. So I've never been on a cruise like this. I looked up how much this would cost. So if you had an interior stateroom where you had no view, it would cost you about $1,274 for this 10-day cruise, which is pretty reasonable. If you had an ocean view stateroom, $1,724. And these are the starting prices. You can, of course, add on to these things. A room with a balcony, $2,274, and a suite from $4,449 base price. So that makes the per night room fee starting at $127 up to almost $450 a night. So there's a lot of range of opportunities here, but really, I mean, when you consider what it would cost you to go from motel to motel on land through all these places, you would spend a lot more than that visiting all these places. So for a lot of people, this is kind of a bargain. A little bit about the ship. She was her registry is in Malta, so she's a foreign flag vessel. She was built in France in 2001. She was recently refurbished in 2015. She can carry 2,170 passengers, and she has almost 1,000 crew members on board, an international crew, people from all over the world. She has those stabilizers that can come out at sea, those electrically operated fins underwater to stabilize her in bad weather. And her speed at sea is 24 knots, which is pretty fast. And she's almost 1,000 feet long, so she's a big one. She's also almost 106 feet wide, which is longer than a lot of vessels are, which is wider than a lot of vessels are long. She has 11 passenger decks, 212 inside rooms, 813 outside rooms, 7 restaurants, 2 pools, and 10 elevators, and probably a lot more stuff on there as well. So a little side note about her. Last year, she was docking in Ketchikan, Alaska, and crashed into the dock on the port side. I saw a video of this and caused some damage to the ship. But here's what was happening. The winds were gusting to 45 miles per hour from the ship's starboard side at the time of the accident, and that accelerated the vessel's approach to the dock. There were no injuries to people, but it caused $2 to $3 million in damages to the dock. Now, this is my point in bringing this up is not to go, neener, neener, they had an accident. It's that, you know, conditions can be extreme. And if a vessel is coming in that kind of wind, 45 knots is extreme. And so I'm sure that people on board were doing all that they could to slow everything down and handle it. And when you have a big vessel like that, the momentum is huge. It's huge. And there are no brakes, as we've talked about many times on the ship report. So it was probably pretty amazing that it wasn't worse. And so, at any rate, it will be a much nicer weather tomorrow when the ship comes to Astoria. Thanks for listening and have a great day.